Thursday night, Tanya. We're at the end of Perek Yud Aleph. So all of these prokim, the last few prokim, have talked about this, what the Tanya started off with, the Tzaddik, the Beinoni, and the Rasha. Perek Yud Aleph describes, the previous prokim described the Tzaddik, two kinds of Tzaddik. In the Tanya's world, the Beinoni doesn't do anything wrong either. You have the Levushim of the Nefesh, where the Nefesh's Kochos manifests itself in Dibur Maisu Machshava. So the Tzad, and then you have the Chabad, you have Chochma Bina Badas and Seichel and Midos of the Nefesh. So in the Tzadik, they're both clean, they both want to do good. There's a further chiluk of Tzadik V'Toblo and Tzadik V'Ralo, or Tzadik Gomer, Tzadik Sheino Gomer. We talked about that. Perek Yud Aleph talks about the Rasha, that you have the now the Rasha does bad things. The Beinoni doesn't do bad things, but the Kochos HaNefesh, the Lave, we'll call it, or the Midos and the Seichel, the Kochos HaNefesh, are not necessarily good. He has bad machshava. We'll learn about that in Perek Yud Gimel. First, we learn the extremes. Perek Yud, one extreme. Perek Yud Aleph talks about the Rasha. The Rasha does bad, but you have Rasha V'Tovlo, or Rasha V'Ralo, or Rasha Gomer, Rasha Sheino Gomer. So the same thing. So he's in the middle of describing that the Rasha V'Tovlo, meaning he has Tov inside of him, he just keeps losing the battle. So he does bad things. So it's called Rasha, but you know, he doesn't necessarily do Chomer Dik Averos. He says he might do Averos Kalos, Ulo Chamuros, or maybe Dibur Avak Lashon Hara. Or Stam, he doesn't learn Bitul Torah, which is bad. He's called a Rasha. But it's not a positive action, but bad. It's Shebal Taisa. Shebacholakas Mikalayla Makayetz Ben Nikra Rasha. He's called a Rasha in the Tanya's lexicon. He's a Rasha because he does bad things. Raisaisha Rab Benafsho Goverbo, the Ra in his Nefesh, what the Tanya calls the Lev Chalal, the Chalal Lev Hasmoli, which is the seat of the Nefesh Abahami. So that is Gover, and it does Ra, it does bad things. Umislabesh Begufo, that's Levush. They have the Koiches HaNefesh, which is Seichel and Midos. And then you have the Levushim, which is Dibur, Machshava, and Maiseh. So a Ra B'Nafsho Goverbo, it wins out. Umislabesh Begufo, Umachtio, Umetamo. But, Lachakach, Goverbo Atov Shebenafsho. Follow kiss. This is why, this is the rush of the Tovlo. So he loses the battle. He loses it often. Or according to Tanya, even if you lost it once, but you didn't do proper tshuva. So you're holding by that chet, you're a Russia. But sometimes Gover HaTov Shebenav Shalakim, Umischaret, Umavakesh Mechilo Slicha, Vashem Yislach Lo, Umshov B'tshuva Ruyo, Piyatsas Chachomeinu Zal, B'shloi Shechiluke Kapor, Shorer Abishmol Doirish, B'chulu, K'mo Shekot Savti, B'mokom Acher. So, that's the extreme, like one dip below a Beinoni. He does bad things, it's called, therefore he's called a Rasha. But it's Rasha B'tovlo, he's Mischaret, even does tshuva. Now, if he would do the tshuva, that the Tanya requires in previous prokem, the tshuva, what he called the Vavarabba, the tshuva that's oiker chait legamri, and he's able to turn around these koiches and use them for tithe, so the chayra, then he would become ois rasha, and he'd become a Beinoni. He might even become a tzaddik. When the Tanya talks about the Mavakeh Shlicha Mechila, who is Chorek and Hashem Yislach Lo, but he's still a Rasha, he keeps on doing. It means he's not doing tshuva the proper way. You see, he keeps on bouncing back and forth. But he does enough tshuva to acquire kapara. That's what you see in the Tanya. That a person can do a tshuva that's sincere enough and worthy enough to achieve a kapara based on the brisa and yuma. If you do this kind of avera, you need this kind of avera, you need that. So that he does, and sincerely, of course. But still not deep enough, what he called avaraba, not deep enough to become Ois Rasha. You know, the Gemara, it sounds easy, because the Gemara says, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, I'm an Ashrit Tzaddik, so Chashin Hashem, you're a Tshuva believer. So you see, that Gemara, you don't need so much. Here, a Tshuva is also good. No, the Gemara is talking about someone that's holding by Chet, and does Chet. And then but he's not total, so he keeps on doing good things and back and forth. The Eishmi, and then the other extreme of a Rasha, the Shara Golden Bo Yoser, Umislashim Bo Koslo Shalabushim Shalhara, not just one, as he said before, but this person, it spreads out onto all three. Umachtio Baveros Hamurus Yoser, Kabikoris, Ubitim Krovim Yoser, more frequency. Now here's the difference, even like the Tanya, between the Rasha Gomer and the Tzadik Gomer. The Tzadik Gomer, he took the Ra, he was Mahapech at Lutol. He said, I'm going to use these Koichas Nefesh Lutol, Uman Kiddush Hashem. Right? By the Rasha, you don't have that equivalent. He never says the Rasha takes the Tov and uses it for Ra. And that's why he says that the Rosh is also mischarei. He's talking right now. This is a yid. This is chassidus. This is chabad. Even the Rosh Hagomor, right? The Beinoni does good once bad. We'll simplify it that way. The Rosh does bad. You have a Rosh Hashanah Gomor. Then you have a Rosh Hagomor, but the Gemara calls Rosh Varalo. But even he, but he's not like the Tzadik Gomer that Mamish was Mahapik the Ra L'Tov. The Rasha, just the Ra, always gets the better of him, even in Dvarim Chamurim. So, but he still is full of Charata. He still has his moments of Charata, of course, it's every day. Ach Bentayim Mischari Dubom Lehuri Tshuva. Mebchinas Hatov Shebenavsho Shemekzaber Tzaz Beintayim, keeps on struggling to break through with his fourth yid. El Hashemu is Gabrus Kol Kach Menatzeach Esara Lefrosh Mechatov. We're not talking about someone who's capable of doing a proper tshuva. Lefrosh Mechatov LeGamri LeYosvoydu BeOydul Alzamur Zar Rishon Malayim Charotus Shem Rov Rishon. Sheyesh bechinos tov benafshon adayim. Avamishen is charit liyolam veimboyim layohuri shubeklau. So that's plain mikra rosh of aralo. Sheharasha benafshon hulubado nisho bekirbo. Kinkovo kokachalatov achinestalik. Bekirbo. He has basically chased out the tov. He's ra. He's as ra as a person can be. He likes ra. He likes to do evil. But the Tov is only the Bechinas Makif Allah Balamala, always ready to play a role in his rehabilitation. Kikobo Kokach Al Hatov, but she's nostalgic Mikibo, only the Bechinas Makif Allah Balamala. Now he says a remarkable statement at the end. We don't really know what any of this means, but we have a picture, like that's a picture. The Omei the Bechinas Makif Olam Olam Allah, it's Mikufya, that he's still connected to Tov. He's still connected to Tov, but it's like Mikufi, it's like outside of him. The Lachain Amaruzal called by Asara Shchinta Sharia. A remarkable statement to two-star that din. We're familiar with that, with that's a minion. But he's looking at it that the Gemara says, a kol be'asor eshchit sharia, even a Rishon. Even Rishon, 10 have the Shechina's presence like felt. Mi makif, goifen makif, meaning minachutz. But it's there, he's connected to it. He can call upon it in times of crisis. Maybe he does turn to it in times of crisis. That's in this last few words of Perek Yud Aleph. He obviously holds that Akol Be'asor Shchinta Sharia is literal Akol Be'Shchinta, Akol Be'Asor, any ten, even if they're a Shah, because that's how he proves that even the biggest Rasha, this is really like, this is a lot of what it's based on. That even the biggest Rasha, even the biggest Rasha has throughout that time, has his moments of hero tshuva.
Do we ever find a distinction in Tanya regarding different kinds of Rasha? For instance, the Rambam differentiates any Avera in that of the Chal Shabbos, Fehesia, and Avodah Zarah. Meaning any Jew that does any Avera is called a Rasha.
That's the Tanya says Fehesia, that clearly too.
He's not called a Rasha, he's called a God. Rama has the opinion that
it could
be Chalas Besia or Avodah Zarah.
Yeah,
it's called a Russia.
Yeah, okay.
So would this statement also apply to Avodah
Zarah? I mean, you're not making up a new thing. It doesn't apply to a mummer, maybe.
I mean, so
whenever someone would halachically be a mummer. The famous Rambam about Kfiya by a get, the Rambam says, the reason it's good is because we've had some wants. Rambam says, Kivan Shehu Yehudi, since he's a Yid, then there's two girsas. So look at the Shabsi Frankel, I have big tainus to them, because the Shabsi Frankel has Shinui Nuskos on the page and Shinui Nuskos in the back. If you look at the Hagdama to the Rambam, he says the ones he felt, well, now he was Nifta, the one he felt or of some import he put on the page, and the one where he didn't see any import but he wanted to bring down every like little girsa change in the Rambam, so he has that in the back. Here there's a question of a vav. And it has such a huge nafkamina la'alacha, like every naf from Jew. Some svarim have the gears on the Akash of Yehudi, virotza lasos mitzvos. So mamela, and the other one is kivin she Yehudi rotza lasos mitzvos and mamela. So, mamish, like with the vav. You lechayer cannot be koy for someone not from. Without the vav, that's cool for the point of the Rambam. But the Tanya, let's say, would be saying that kivin shu Yehudi rotsa lasos the rotsa nashem. Intrinsically, there's a basic rotsa there. So that means if there's a vav or not. But then you get into the whole thing. The shenishpa thing. I mean. But this is what the Tanya is saying, and this is what a lot of, again, it comes back to Chabad, and that's why they're busy with not, you know, putting on tefillin. They hold it's very meaningful that the neshama is definitely even the biggest rasha. So, okay, maybe if he's not a mummer, I guess at some point or a meshumid. I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. Maybe you need to be a meshumid, not a mummer.
Open the question, we start with Tanya saying that every Jew has a nitzutotos from Hashem, has a spark.
Yeah.
Did you ever lose that spark?
Yeah. So he in the Tanya, he keeps saying no. You could dilute it. Look how weak it is by this Rasha. But ultimately, no. And that's what he says. And that's the Kol Be'Asor Shkittatay. If you want to, like, you know, learn the Tanya very bedeutedly, so you would look if the litmus test would be is we can be counted to a minion.
Oh,
that would be the litmus
question.
Test.
That's not really my question.
That would be the litmus
test. Cannot be counted.
So maybe he was Beirus involved in the Rambam. Achish Yehudi for rights of Lassus Mitzvahs. Okay, let's start Perikid Beis. Perikid Beis. So he talked about the Tzaddik, he talked about the Rosha. Vahabenoni! You know, we only dream about the Tanya's Benoni. Vahabenoni, who shall yoyle meno rak goyvel kol kach lichmash as irakatana. Irakatana is the Lashon of Koheles for the Guth. And he described the battle between the forces of the Nefesh HaBahami and the forces of the Nefesh HaGiv, the forces of the Nefesh HaBahami located primarily in the Chalal Lev HaSmoli. And yeah, so the Ra is not goyver to actually be koyvish the guf, to do it l'slabesh beguf to levushim l'achatiyo dainu b'shlosha levushim nevis abahami shei machshova dibur umayisim shemitzad haklipa ein goyverin boy al nefesh o aloikis to do a pa'ula l'slabesh beguf b'moyach, that's the seat of machshova, ubepeh, the seat of dibur, ubesharish mem chazivorim lachtiyam ulutalam chas v'shalom rach levushe shlosha levushe nefesh v'alaykis heim levadom mislabshim beguf sheheim machshav v'dibur umayse shul tariag mitzvah satoira. This is the Beinoni. This is the Beinoni. Inside he could be in turmoil. Inside he desires to do bad, and he has a taiva to do bad. He would do bad, he's holding by it. Maybe that's too strong a word. He desires it, that's for sure true. But there's no outer manifestation of those of those kolchos hanefesh. But the Levush Eloki has, it has the whole b'loy over avera miyomov b'loy yavor lo'oyom. So this is a fantastic statement, and you say, what in the world does he mean? If you take it literally, he's saying, if you didn't avera once in your life, you can't be a Beinoni anymore. What happened to tshuva? Clowning. And v'lo yavor l'olam, I mean, whatever will be.
So the tzaddik lo gamor, tzaddik lo gamor.
Yeah.
It seems like the Beinoni is on a higher madriga.
Well, the tzaddik lo gamor doesn't even have their thoughts. They're just there, he described, but they're bottled the road.
Right, but he has nothing to fight against. It's like, he's not even using them for good, though.
He has not transformed his kosher to the good. The Beinoni, though, is an upheaval. He feels those evil thoughts.
He's not doing anything with them.
Right. He's not doing anything with it. It's a Beinoni, though. That one of the things that Tanya was written for is to explore the kosher hanefesh, even those that don't come out. But just where you're holding in your neshama, how bonded are you to Hashem? So only the good came out. But there's nothing shveri. Oh, there, no. He means for sure. He means where the person's holding now. Like what the Rambam says, tshuva is only if Hashem can be made. You know? So did anybody ever... If anybody in the world ever did tshuva and then was chote again, so I got shot. It means where he's holding now. People change. And maybe we don't see people change because we see them every day. So. But he means the Beinoni where he's holding now, he would not do an Aveira ever. And like this person would not do an Aveira ever. That's how complete, like he says, the Beinoni is in his kochos hanefesh. That's what it means. The way he is now. Because the Ra is always there also. So the Ra is always like, that's his first, like, he says the Benini has the Ra there. He hasn't lost it, hasn't gone away. And there's always Ra mixed in. He's always in turmoil. Now he's mechadish that even this Benini has specific times where it's so go there alright, we'll stop here.
Why is it that sometimes it starts off with the tzaddik, then the Russia, then the Benini? It's very strange, the order.
No.
Russia is playing the tzaddik.